This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A tribe in southeast Alaska won permanent protection for the site of an historic Tlingit village whose descendants claim century-old ties to Glacier Bay. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, complex negotiations secured 150 acres that had been eyed by commercial developers.
Berg Bay lies on the western shores of Glacier Bay, made famous to the outside world by the writings of 19th century naturalist John Muir. But centuries earlier, it had been a major Tlingit population center. Then huge ice sheets forced its inhabitants to relocate south to Chichagof Island, to what's now modern-day Hoonah.
It has a tremendous cultural significance to the Hoonah Tlingit, and more specifically to the Tucanidi clan.
Bob Starbard is tribal administrator of the Hoonah Indian Association. He says much of the site is encompassed on a 150-acre parcel that was an original native allotment belonging to the St. Clair family. In 1980, most of the land around it became a national park. And 2 years ago, the family put the acreage up for sale. The asking price, $1.7 million. Starbard says the tribe had to act.
We knew that there were some development interests on the part of the lodge owners interested in developing, and that was a use that we felt was incompatible with both the tribe's interests, the clan's interests, and the park's interests.
But financing such a large deal proved difficult. The National Park Service was also interested, but the federal agency found that the asking price exceeded what the government considered fair market value. That's when the Conservation Fund got involved. It's a Virginia-based nonprofit that buys land and deeds it over to agencies for conservation.
There was quite a bit of head-scratching early on about how we were going to accomplish this.
Brad Micklejohn is the fund's Anchorage-based Alaska representative.
But we heard clearly from the park that they wanted to find a creative way to make this happen because of the history of the use of the park by the folks from Hoonah. So there was a pretty concerted effort to be accommodating.
The fund partnered with the National Park Foundation, another nonprofit with a similar mission, to buy the property outright for an undisclosed sum. It's since deeded the 150 acres to the federal government to be added to Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. But that's not the end of the story.
The tribe will get special access.
Philip Hoogie is the National Park Superintendent. He authorized inking a formal agreement codifying special rights for the tribe to gather plants, fish, and build a smokehouse and other cultural structures for ceremonies.
Glacier Bay was the homeland of the Tlingit, who were driven out by the ice moving out of the bay. And it's been a long road to return that sense of homeland and to have, you know, the Park Service recognize that.
Formal plans will be worked out between the tribe and Park Service each spring, and it's unlikely anything will be built soon. The grassy valley and 2,200 feet of beach along Berg Bay will be for both tribal members and park visitors to enjoy. Bob Starbird, the tribal administrator, says the area has a bond to Hoonah's Tlingit people that predates modern civilization, and it's something to celebrate and share.
We're not necessarily offended by visitors as long as they respect our rights and history there.
No hunting will be allowed or commercial activities. But according to the terms of the conservation easement, the Hoonah tribe's special rights are, in the document's legalese, forever. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
And for KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.